Chapter 25. When Tim opened his eyes, a shiny black rectangle sat before him, bordering an animated picture of a fish idly swimming from one side to the other. He never imagined he'd be so happy to see that shitty screensaver. The bag of holding was still on his lap. He set the bag on his desk and pushed off the edge of the desk to spin the office chair around once before standing up.
"What?"
he said as he fell to the floor. "What the hell?" He stood and looked up, and then up some more. This was the chicken hut, all right, but something was wrong about it. It was out of proportion, like a chicken hut made for giants. Something was very, very wrong. Fuck. Tim knew in his tiny heart exactly what was wrong, but he had to confirm it with his eyes. He rolled the office chair over to the wall with the cracked mirror and climbed up onto it. The fact that he had to climb all but negated the need to look in the mirror, but he climbed up anyway. The cracked fragments of eyes that stared back at him were bright green and wide with panic. He was still a fucking hobbit.
No! 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 No!
What was he going to do? He couldn't go through life like this. He'd have to get a new driver's license, maybe a whole new identity. Calm down, Tim. Get a hold of yourself. We have more immediate concerns. Tim hopped down from the chair and hurried to the dining area. The whole place looked like he had traveled here via Beanstalk. The lights were still on. That was odd. The sky was pale and overcast. It was either early in the morning or late in the evening. Most importantly, Tim noted as he looked out the front window, was the lack of police tape sealing off the building from the public. That could mean one of two things. Either the preliminary investigation had been completed already, or he still had time to get rid of a body. How was a 3-foot-tall halfling going to move that fat bastard's body out of the freezer? He wished Cooper was there with him. And where was he going to dump it? He bit his lower lip as he considered typing "how to dump a body" into a search engine. If the shit hit the fan, his internet history log could come back to haunt him. No, he had a better idea. He'd rewatched the first season of Breaking Bad to figure out what that chemical shit was they dissolved the bodies in. Perfect. It was time to face the music. Tim walked to the walk-in freezer door like he was walking to his own execution. As he reached up to grab the latch, he heard a crash from the bathroom. Shit, someone else was here. There was only one thing to do. Hide himself and the dead body behind some boxes of frozen chicken and hope that it was only a hobo looking for a private place to have a wank. He pulled on the latch and was assaulted by a cloud of foul-smelling misty air. Damn. He thought the low temperature would have kept the body from decomposing so quickly. It only took a second or two for the mist to evaporate. There was Mordred, squatting against the back wall, taking a dump on the floor. The end. This has been Critical Failures 2, written by Robert Bevan, narrated by Jonathan Sleep. Copyright 2015 by Robert Bevan. Production copyright 2015 by Saturn 5 Sound.
Audible hopes you